There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, you may dial in toll-free to join us here at 855-450-FREE, and the us includes me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
And we've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. We're talking about Mary Kay Letourneau. She is back in the news. She was on 2020 last night in an exclusive interview with Barbara Walters, where she and her husband, Vili, and their two teenage daughters were, I guess, involved. I haven't seen the interview. I did look for it earlier today, but it wasn't out when I was looking around, or at least I couldn't find it. And they've been together now. Her and Billy have been together for a decade, married together for a decade. They've been together since, as much as they could be, they've been together since 1997 when they first had sex at some point when he was 13 and she was in her early 30s. He's now in his early 30s and she's in her early 50s. And they're still together. So how exactly did putting her in prison help anyone? That's what I'd like to know. The toll-free number tonight is 855-453. It certainly
helped. The last lady said that basically it's fair, right? Like, if we're going to throw other people in jail for this.
Well, she said enforce the law. She supports the law, and she wants to see it enforced.
Well, I think that if you're going to have laws, that you should enforce them. However, what I find to be...
No, you shouldn't. Not if they're bad laws.
Well, what I find to be the truth is that they're never enforced, fairly.
Mm-hmm.
Politicians rarely have to follow these things. There's, as a matter of fact, there's a scandal with the royal family in England having to do with child sex that was going on, right?
Oh, right. The like child sex rings, like big time.
So,
like actual children, though.
Right. And, I mean, I'm just willing to bet that the upper class doesn't have the same folks pounded on their doors that, the people in the middle and lower class
have. Not only
have.
That, they actually had the police protecting them for a couple of decades.
Yeah, for a couple of decades. So what we can see with laws is we are not a nation of laws. To aspire to be a nation of laws probably doesn't mean you begin enforcing those laws on the lowest classes. It's the highest classes. If you want to bring class into it, it's the highest classes that tend to get away with these things. I mean, when was the last time you saw a police officer pull over another police officer for rolling through a stop sign or something like that?
Pretty rare.
Or write themselves a ticket. I mean, surely a police officer knows that they've rolled through a stop sign.
Self-hating cop.
And they should write themselves a ticket. But they're not going to do that because it's professional courtesy. It's one of the perks of the job.
Let's continue with your calls. There's a little bit more here from the 2020 story. But first, Mac is in Washington State. You're on Free Talk Live, Mac.
Well, I haven't thought about this in a long time. I've tried to put it out of my mind, so I'll try not to stumble through it. I'll give you the short version.
You can't put Mary Kay Letourneau out of your mind for too long. She just keeps coming back. Anyway, go ahead.
That's right. Well, especially when you live in Washington State. But anyway, I was in a band when I was 19 years old. Most people know that one of the ancillary reasons for joining a band and playing
is to get ugly guys laid,
pick up chicks.
Yep, it's true.
Exactly.
Groupies.
Yep. And we were playing this gig in this club, and this trashy-looking girl, everybody wants a trashy-looking girl once in a while, once in your life, started basically picking up on me, and I went with it, and we had sex a few times over the course of the next, I think, about 2 or 3 weeks. And it turns out that she had a fake ID. And
oh boy.
She was really, the first time we had sex, she was 13. Every time after that, she was 14. I looked younger than my age. She looked older than her age.
How old were you at that time?
I was 19. And I actually met her parents, and they talked to me like I was a kid. I figured out later why, because she told them that I was 16.
Uh-huh.
So she had this, she was good at this. You know, I don't know what kind of upbringing she had, but she knew what she wanted and she went and got it.
Mm.
So basically my question to True, the last caller, the lady in the last segment of the last hour, and to any other future callers is who should have gone to prison? Should I have gone to prison?
Ooh, that's a good point, because she committed fraud. She essentially committed fraud, right?
Right?
Like, you were playing a concert, and you presumed that she was, you know, of age because, was it an 18 and up show?
Exactly. Yeah, you had to be 18 and up to get into the place in the first place.
Right. So you figured you were safe legally, that, you know, the bouncers or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I can see why a person would, you know, it's unreasonable to expect somebody to ask for an ID before a hookup, and she had a fake ID, right?
Exactly, yeah. I mean, the assumption that I made, which was a natural assumption, was that she was 18 or older. I thought she was exactly 18. And the funny thing is, it's kind of a funny addendum to the story, is that I found out how old she was because her next boyfriend that she got after that wanted to beat me up for some reason. And when I worked at a store, I had two jobs at the time. One of them was at the Cumberland Farm store. He showed up at the store to beat me up. I was warned that this guy was going to beat me up. So here comes this child. A child comes walking into the store, and he goes, are you Steve? My real name is Steve. Are you Steve? Yeah, I'm Steve. Okay. And he kind of walked out, and I found out later that was the boyfriend that was coming to beat me up. I mean, he was a child, man. I mean, he was a
so
kid.
You didn't.
And I'm how old is this girl?
So, Mac, you didn't face any legal consequences for this? Her parents never went after you?
Never heard another word about it. In fact, a couple of years later, I saw her, and I was on leave from the military at the time, and I saw her, and she just said, hey, what's up? How's it going? And all this stuff, just like, yeah, whatever. And
so apparently your relationship with her was not a one that at least she considers to be damaging.
Yeah, somehow or another it didn't damage her, apparently.
Not, yeah.
Thanks, Mac, for your call.
Went on. Sure.
Yep, appreciate the story. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. You can share your thoughts.
This is the confusion that goes around with a legal age for sex. Now, I don't know how to get around it, personally. I just don't know. I don't have a solution for this.
For what?
To get around sort of an age of consent.
Oh, to have some sort of alternative to it, you mean?
Right. I mean, there's going to be rules written down as far as who gets to have sex with whom, right? Because, I mean,
I don't know why there needs to be rules written down. Well, how about just no rape? How about no raping?
Yeah, well,
no molestation, no rape.
Right. But, I mean, okay, so the fact is that this gets
and how
really,
about people mind their own business?
It gets
well.
Really murky.
Because a lot of these relationships are ruined by outsiders.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
They are ruined by the parents or the, in this case, with Mary Kay Letourneau, the husband, who is now an ex-husband. It was he who intervened in that situation. I was talking with Rich Paul, our Tuesday night co-host, last night about this. It was actually, he posted this to his Facebook profile, which is how I became aware of it, which then blew up into like a 700 comment thread, including, you know, people calling Rich a pedophile, you know, of course, simply because he just acknowledged that these people had a what appears to be a healthy relationship after this, Mary Kay Letourneau and her supposed victim. But he was talking about how he was at age 13, was with a woman in her early 20s, and he said it was one of the best things that ever happened to him, and he knew exactly what he wanted out of that relationship, and he got it. He actually pursued her. He had to seduce her into having sex with him. It was his first sexual experience, essentially, as I understood it. But that ended up being screwed up because of, I believe it was his parents, and there was somebody else as well. I don't know if it was her ex or something like that. Somebody else on her side basically went to the authorities and screwed everything up for them. And he said it really was unfortunate. It was really hard for him not being able to, you know, to be with her anymore.
Yeah, I'm not claiming that there aren't consequences to these rules. I'm only saying I don't know how to get around them. And the reason is because at some point somebody's going to decide that there is some age that's too young to consent to sex. And like maybe you don't even know what it means. I'm sure. Pretty sure that 13 and 14 and 15-year-olds know what it means, but, you know, you don't understand the consequences of having sex with somebody who's significantly older.
Well, a mentally imbalanced or, you know, mentally deficient person may not know what sex is at age 20.
There are people that have been put in prison for having sex with people who are just that dumb, right? Like, they're just, you know, too, the government says they're too dumb to decide to have sex. And so you know, they can't consent. Obviously, a person who's a vegetable can't consent. At some point or another, there needs to be some sort of sets of rules as far as consent goes, it seems like.
We'll come back with more here in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I think the rule is that a young person should be able to decide on their own volition when they're mature enough and when they're ready. That, of course, you know, means different things for different people. And I know a lot of people aren't going to agree with that. You're welcome to share your thoughts here. It's Free Talk Live.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it's faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. is available to settle your debt, too. You may reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-399-1993. That's 1-800-399-1993. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-399-1993. 1-800-399-1993. 1-800-399-1993.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Mary Kay Letourneau and her supposed victim have been together in a marriage now for a decade. They've got two teenage daughters, and of course they've known each other since he was age 13. He was not only ready mentally to have sex at that time, at least that's what he believed, apparently, but he was also ready physically. He was able to impregnate her, not once, but twice. You can share your thoughts with us here at 855-453. Now, let's, Mark, briefly talk about how one can get free shipping on some of the fanciest wine out there for a very, very shockingly low price.
Yeah, Cameron Hughes, what he does is he goes to the highest-end wineries in Napa Valley and around the world, but he has a lot of Napa Valley wineries. There's a lot there. And what he does is he buys the extra. Any business is going to have overage in product, and so the overage of in product of the highest-end wineries is really good wine, right? And you don't want to let that to go to waste. What these wineries don't do is they don't want to flood the market with their own name brand, so they allow him to take it and then put it under his own label with just sort of a lot number, you know, lot 479 or something like that.
Yep.
And that way you're able to know which, you know, I like that lot 479. I don't know where it came from, but it sure was tasty. Well, that was my experience when we had the wine tasting here. Is the six bottles we got were fantastic. We have three more sitting there waiting for our next wine tasting with the whole Free Talk Live crew. It's difficult to get them all together in one
place. I'm ready to start tonight. Yes. Why wait?
No, it's not going to happen. it's not fair because we have to have the co-hosts around, and I'm not just going to. Yeah. So anyway, you can go to chwine.com and experience this really great way to get incredible discounts. So these bottles will be $70 to $100. He's selling them from anywhere between 12 and 30.
Regular price.
Yeah, regular prices right. For...
That's not a special discount. The discount is free shipping, although some of them are discounted further than regular price.
Right, so with our special code, FTL, FTL is in Free Talk Live, you can get 20% off of select bottles and free shipping. So free shipping on every bottle there on the whole site with coupon code FTL. And free shipping. What you do is you go to chwine.com. You click the microphone in the upper left-hand corner. You enter FTL. Then you do your shopping. I recommend trying those selected wines, getting the additional 20% off. Sounds like a great deal. chwine.com. Click on the microphone in the upper left. Enter FTL.
You can comment on the Mary-Kay Letourneau situation, age of consent in general, or whatever's on your mind at 855-453. I also thought Mac's question was really interesting. He was the guy who called in who was in a band at age 19. There was a girl who got into the club, which was supposed to be 18 and up, meaning that they were checking IDs. She had a fake one. And she was 13 at the time. He had sex with her, you know, as some bandmates do with groupies. And then he had sex with her again when she was 14 without knowing how old she actually was. And his question was, who was it that committed the crime in there? Who was it that should face a criminal charge? If, you know, which one of those two? Because he didn't know. And does that matter? And she committed fraud. Does that matter to you? The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
Yeah, I think a lot of people don't really care. I mean, they don't want young ladies to have sex, but once they do, they're not ready to throw them in jail for it because they understand that it's not particularly valuable. I think that in our society, men's sexuality is considered to be prurient and disgusting, where women's is, you know, whatever, playful, delightful, you know, worthy of interest, that kind of thing. You know, I mean, it's, you know, there are different standards and whatever those standards might be.
We've got Danny. He's in Lynchburg, Virginia, listening to WLNI-FM. Hello, Danny.
Hey, guys. Hey, great show tonight. I was listening to that guy that you just mentioned. Oh, is his name Max?
Mac.
Yeah, Mac. I was cringing listening to that, going, God, I hope he didn't get busted. I hope he didn't get busted.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, that's a bad situation. And when I was calling about, I was like, man, I've had a very similar situation. But I think what it comes down to is your morals, what you were raised to do. For me, what happened, I was home on leave from the Army, and I was in Nags Head, North Carolina. And I was at this beach party. I was hanging out with this girl. She was gorgeous. I mean, this girl was stunning. I think the only reason she was hanging out with me was because she had beer goggles, but I wasn't asking. yeah, she was beautiful. Long story short, without a lot of details, I know we're a bunch of guys talking and all, but there are FCC rules. We start messing around, and something told me, ask her how old she is. And I said, how old are you? And she said, I'm 15. And
whoa.
I was like, I pulled away. And I said, you know what? How far away are you staying from here? And she said, oh, stay with my family like 3 blocks away. I'm like, come with me. And I walked her home. I walked her back to the house her parents had rented. And her dad was sitting on the porch. And here I come, you know, 20-year-old kid, high and tight. And I said, sir, I just wanted to bring your daughter back to the house. He said, I thought she was upstairs asleep. And I said, well, sir, she was at a beach party with a bunch of adults, and I didn't feel comfortable with her being out. And this was at 1 o'clock in the morning. Okay? Tell me how many 20-year-old kids would do that today.
Not many.
I don't know. I mean, maybe as many. Who knows? Who knows the answer?
What did he say?
There'd be a few. What is that?
What did he say after you told him this?
He invited me to sit down and have a beer with him. Literally.
And what did she do? Did she get in trouble? Was she, like, banished into the...
Yeah, she kind of had her head hanging a little bit. And he said, young lady, why don't you go inside? And he said, would you like a beer before you head back down to the beach? And I said, sure, I'll have a beer with you. And we sat there and talked for a little bit. He goes, what do you do? I said, I'm in the Army, sir. And everything was yes, sir, no, sir. I said, sir, you know, I want to get back to my, you know, my friends and stuff. I don't want to leave them. They don't know this area. I said, I just wanted to make sure she made it home. And he said, hey, he thanked me. He literally thanked me, shook my hand and said, you have a nice night. Thank you. And that was it. It was gone. But, there was
I'm glad it turned out that way, but I mean, it certainly could have gone another way if you hadn't have asked.
Well, I tell you what, I was on pins and needles. I was thinking, man, I got 3 blocks to get this girl back to her parents. And I already look young. I'm only 20. I'm half trashed as it is.
Yep.
This girl's 15. She's in my custody. And if I get stopped by a cop, my career is over. I'm done. And I got her back there as fast as I could. I started to relax a little bit. I didn't know what her dad's reaction was going to be, but he was really cool about it.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure. I don't know whether you weren't specific as what sort of happened physically, but I'm not even entirely sure that kissing on some 15-year-old isn't in and of itself a crime.
That is generally a felony, from what I understand. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? We didn't get to the act. We were getting there, and
a French kiss may be considered a felony in
I certainly don't want you to.
I
don't want you to confess to anything.
No. I'm fine. I'm in my mid-30s now, statute's up. Anyways, my thing became, you know, look, when it comes to these younger girls or whatever, I knew guys that were like, oh, 15, 16 is fine. To me, frankly, a 15 or 16-year-old, the only thing she can do is bring me a soda at McDonald's. That's it. I'll wait until they're in their mid-20s, preferably, you know.
How old did you think she was that night?
I thought she was, honestly, guys, I'll be honest with you, I thought she was close to, I thought she was 18, 19 years old, maybe my age. This girl did not look 15. She did not kiss 15.
They never do.
Thanks for the call tonight, Danny. Appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Did he say she didn't kiss 15?
I'm not sure what he said.
All right, there's more coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red products on sale now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome to more Free Talk Live here on the live Saturday edition of the program. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Mary Kay Letourneau, she's been out of prison for a decade, and she's been married to her supposed victim ever since she got out. They're celebrating 10 years of marriage now. Their daughters are in their teenage years. And if you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. 855-453 is the toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you in studio, Ian here.
And Mark.
Let's jump right back into your calls and thoughts. We've got John listening in Michigan, the WSJM. Hello, John.
Hello, can you guys hear me?
Hi, John. You're on the air.
What's going on? So, yeah, I just went into my hotel room. I pulled into Michigan, and I heard you guys' radio show.
Quick question for you, John, real quick. Are you on, like, a headset or something? You sound very muffled. It's hard to really understand you.
Can you hear me now?
Better, yes. Go ahead.
All right, awesome. Yeah, no, I pulled into Michigan. Me and my drummer are coming up to play a show, and I heard your radio show, and, you know, we were shocked that you guys were actually talking about having sex with 13-year-olds and condoning statutory rape. And we can't even believe you guys. I mean, are you guys serious? Do you think it's okay for an adult male to have sex with a 13-year-old adolescent?
Well, I'm not sure that I can answer that question. I don't think I am okay with that. However, in retrospect, looking at this story 10 years later about this Letourneau gal, you're familiar with the story, right?
Oh, no, of course I'm familiar with the story, but what you have to understand is when we look at research, when we look at history, okay, even in science, in psychology, you're not allowed to take anecdotal evidence and use that as part of your greater association of society. So one anecdote where a 13-year-old married the woman who raped him does not mean the statutory rape is okay. In fact, that one situation is even stranger because that poor kid
is 13
years old. Why is he marrying a woman twice his age?
So, but
maybe he loves her.
Let me ask you this, though. I mean, we know that puberty, you know, this is, we know when puberty onsets, and this is about the age.
We also know when the brain develops, okay?
Children, yeah, it doesn't finish developing until 25.
John, I think Mark's just going to ask you a question.
John,
you interrupted.
The brain doesn't finish developing until 25. I don't think that's a very relevant piece of information.
Oh, I think that is very relevant.
Do you think it should raise the age of consent to 25?
That would be awesome.
No.
That's better for everybody.
At 18 is a fine age. I think having a discussion
it's 16 in New Hampshire
old, is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Okay. That's like for you to be on air and say a 13, 14, 15-year-old is old enough to decide that they can have sex with an adult is disgusting.
Are they old enough to decide if they can have sex with someone their same age?
Oh, yes. If two 13-year-olds decide they want to play doctor while their parents are out of town, that's what children do, okay? If two 16-year-olds decide they want to go to prom and hook up in the backseat of their car, that's what 16-year-olds do.
But what we're trying to explore here, John,
18 or over decides to prey upon someone who is not fully developed, that's a crime.
Okay, John, how old? Yeah, you can talk me into the dirt. That's fine.
He doesn't want to have a conversation.
John, I hear.
Let me tell you this. Okay, if you're in prison,
John, listen to me. I've been in prison. I'm the only one here who's been in prison in this conversation.
I put him on hold.
Listen to me, man.
I don't know if he's listening, but I put him on hold.
You have to be able to come up with some numbers here. Exactly what age is this 18-year-old male preying upon? Is it a 16-year-old? Is it a 15-year-old? Because I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yes,
what's
it
that?
Is. You are wrong. An 18-year-old male and a 15-year-old girl is a predatory situation.
Okay, great.
Predatory.
Excellent. Excellent. Fine. We've got a number here. Now, how about 16?
Huh?
John, 16. 18 and 16.
What you're asking is if he's 18 and she's 16, is that predatory?
Or she's 18 and he's 16.
That's
predatory.
100%.
Okay.
Are you for real?
Wait a second, John. What if they were 15 and 17 and going out, and then they turn, and then she turns 16, and then later he turns 18? Is that predatory?
It's not if the relationship starts when they're both at the same age.
I don't think you should put kids in school together that you don't expect to have some kind of sexual relations. I think it's crazy to put freshmen and seniors together and expect them not to get together.
What do you say, John? I'm curious about the gentleman earlier. John, I've got a question for you. What would you say about our co-host Rich Paul from Tuesday nights on Free Talk Live? He said that he was 13 and he was with a woman who was, I think, 23 or 24 at the time, and that he pursued her. Who was the predator in that situation?
Well, she was entirely. As an adult, she should have told him that as a child, he does not have a right to have a sexual relationship with an adult.
How can you call a young man a child who was able to decide for himself that he wanted to have sex and then proceeded to engage in the act of sex? How can someone who is sexually developed enough to impregnate someone be considered a child in that case?
You're wrong. You're just wrong about
it. I'm asking you a question. That's a question.
Because just because someone has the physical ability to reproduce does not mean they are physically or mentally.
Well, by definition, that means they're not a child, right? Because a child is someone who hasn't hit puberty yet.
No, they're not.
Why don't you go look up child in the dictionary? Thanks for the call tonight, John.
I feel like he's using child in that circumstance as a rhetorical cudgel. I don't think this is as easy as John has it all laid out. I think it's awesome that these two band members are not messing around with people who are 17. I think that's, you know, this is the best.
He's checking IDs every time one of his groupies wants to go backstage.
I don't have. He could play the sousaphonist for all I know. But this is the best attitude for a young man to have is that I'm just not going to do it unless I'm certain of her age. That's a really good way to go about things and likely will keep you out of prison. But I think the problem is that you know, when you have kids together going to school, I know that there were freshmen and seniors dating in my high school in 1987.
He would say those seniors were predators.
They aren't. Then why put seniors with freshmen if you don't have this expectation?
Right, don't put the prey in with the don't put the sheep in the with the wolves.
It doesn't make any sense that one would do this. So I think that there needs to be some age, right, like some stretch of ages. And I tend to think that 4 years is, you know, about where we're at, maybe 3 years or something like that, sort of. And I feel like there should be some bottom number. And I'm not sure where that bottom number is, but I have met women who have told me they had sex at 13 years old that seem reasonably well developed, reasonably well adjusted as adults. I've met them at all different ages of adults, and, you know, that's what they've decided to do. And it, you know, that's what they decided to do back then. It didn't scar them for life or anything like that. I think that to some extent it's sort of the societal pressure that might be the worst problem here. Oh, she's disempowered. Oh, he can't make that decision. They're too young. I'm not advocating for this decision. My advocation would be wait until you are ready, because unless you wait until you're ready, you're always going to have this kind of nagging feeling about the situation. I had a friend who her first sexual encounter was because some guy kept on saying, "Come on, let's do it.
Oh,
come
geez.
On, come on."
I bet that was
on.
Awful.
Right. I mean, it's a terrible reason to have sex for somebody,
yeah.
And it's got to be really upsetting. But, you know, I mean, are you going to let it run your life? I don't think he should go to prison for it.
Right. Let's go and continue with your calls and thoughts here. We've got Dana in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Dana, you're on Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Go ahead.
Hi, guys. You're probably not going to like this, but good for you, John. He made some excellent points. And
what are the points?
Got it together, and I wish more men were more responsible.
I wish men were responsible, too.
But let me say a couple of things. You're asking for a number. If we had to come up with a number, I would
I'm not asking for a number either. I'm asking for just sort of look.
Finish?
Okay, yeah, you can finish, but you're claiming that I'm asking for a number. And I'm really asking for a set of rules that really make sense to me.
Okay, maybe I used the wrong word, but
great.
I heard the word number.
Okay, I'd love a number.
So, If we had to have a number right now, because it's old enough for now females as well as males to go and die for the country, then I would say 18. I have a couple other things to say.
Great. I want you to hang on. We'll bring you back for that here in a moment. In Canada, up until a few years ago, it was 14.
14 was the age of consent. Mm-hmm. That's because they had First Nations there that hadn't sort of assimilated into the greater culture, and they didn't want to go throwing them in prison.
You know what else in Canada? During that time frame, they actually had fewer instances of teenage pregnancy per capita than did the United States. Interestingly, 855-450-FREE, it's Free Talk Live.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow-moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his Porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're doing the live Saturday edition. We do a live everyday edition here on Free Talk Live. In fact, we don't ever take a day off, basically. I mean, between the two of us, Mark, you and I, we take one day off a week, but we've got great co-hosts that to come in, and we're not off on the same day. And so we'll take your calls any day about anything you want to discuss. That is the point of Free Talk Live. By the way, if you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, whether you agree with, you know, our viewpoint or not on any given night, if you like the idea that we're spreading the ideas of freedom typically here on Free Talk Live, then you should get behind the show with Free Talk Live's AMP program. The AMP program is available at amp.freetalklive.com. It's $5 a month, and you can get access to special AMP perks like the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, the AMP-only Facebook group, and more. You do it with any major credit card through PayPal or Visa or MasterCard right there on our website over at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Dana is back with us here in Grand Rapids. We've been talking about Mary Kay Letourneau. She's now been with her supposed victim for a decade. They've got two teenage girls. Everything appears to be good in their relationship, except for the whole 7-plus years she had to spend in prison prior to their marriage. Let's go to, because she had sex with him at age 13. She was in her early 30s and his teacher at the time. I say she should have been fired because she was in a position of power over him, but I don't think she needed to go to prison. This wasn't a crime. He didn't have a problem with what was happening. He consented. He wanted to be a part of that.
I have a problem with the whole scenario. I mean, there's problems all the way through this.
You're not his dad.
Indeed, I'm not. I wish he had had one at home. Things might have been a different for him and better in his life. I don't know what exactly occurred there. But Dana, who's on the line, has suggested that people be over the age of 18 before consenting to sex. And I'm looking here at the Guttmacher study on American teens' sexual and reproductive health, and it says that 48% of people, teens at the age of 17, have reported having sex today. Dana, what do we do about this 48% of lawbreakers?
Well, I'm well aware of the stats, but this is just, you know, we're talking hypotheticals here. I want to make two other points besides the age of 18, that both should be at least have attained the age of 18. If you're old enough to die, then you should be old enough to, you know, have sex. Even though I'm sure we can all agree there are 40-year-olds who are less mature in all ways or maybe just one way than some kids who are 16 years old.
Yep.
That said, I want to address two things very specifically and make an age adjustment about what I said. But first, I want to address Letourneau. What she did to him at 13, she stunted his growth, his mental growth, his psychological, his emotional. We will never know what he would have become if he would have become like your caller, John, or like you, Mark, saying that this was inappropriate because he now thinks this is appropriate because
No, actually, he doesn't think that. Actually, before you go putting words in his mouth, the end of the article, which we didn't reach here, the very end of the ABC News report, he says, "I don't support younger kids being married or having a relationship with someone older. I don't support it," he said.
Generally, people don't who've done it.
Oh, that's not what I meant. No, that's not what I meant. I am aware of the situation, but what I'm saying is that he went along with it. So had he allowed to be 13, 14, 15, 16, he might have grown up having a normal relationship with someone his own age or maybe, you know, a little bit younger, you know, because sometimes guys will date someone a year or two younger or something. But so we'll never know what would have been. That's one thing I want to say, the damage that she did, even though...
That's your opinion that she did damage.
Okay.
In Rich Paul's case, he said it was one of the best things that ever happened to him to have someone who was caring be intimate with him.
Right. But that's what he felt at that time.
No, that's what he feels today, and Rich Paul is now in his 40s.
Okay. But the thing is he never knows where he would have been had he allowed to at least...
Who cares? You can second-guess your whole life like that. I don't know where I would have been had I not done, you know... You've been talking for more than a segment here,
Dana. Well,
you
made a claim, and I want to...
I haven't been able to get out...
Several points.
But go ahead.
Not your two points. Okay, so Dana, when you say...
Listen, Dana.
I'm going to tell you about how talk radio goes, Dana. So when you say there's two points, I know you call a lot, but please listen to me for a second. When you say there's two points, it means you bring one point up, we discuss it, and then you bring the second point up and we discuss it. And my concern with your statement that somehow he's damaged by having sex at 13, that may or may not be true. The difficulty is that this disempowers somebody throughout their life. I don't know if it's true. He doesn't mature. How does this claim come about that suddenly people's maturity stops the moment that they have sex? I had sex at 17.
I didn't say it disempowers them through life. Those are your words. I'm saying you don't know what that person would
have. All right,
have
that's
done
true.
Get
to your second point. That's true. You do not know.
And then the second point was, if we really had to pin an age on this, and this includes 30, 40, 50-year-olds, this is what I say. Every time you have sex, even if it's protected, because things happen even when it's protected. Even men who have been clipped can get someone pregnant. Things happen. And I say, unless you can take care of that child, and not your mother and dad raising it, but you taking care of it, then you don't have sex. Because I'm
fair enough, I kind of like that one.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. But there's another point to be made, and that is that society restricts young people from being able to take care of themselves by preventing them through laws, by preventing them from going and getting jobs and starting, you know, essentially their own companies and businesses. They make it impossible for someone who's a young entrepreneur to start their own business beyond, you know, a lemonade stand. And even sometimes they crack down on lemonade stands. So it could be that young people would be able to get out and get into the working world earlier and mature faster, but it seems like the system has been set up to prevent that from happening until some politicians think it's okay.
But I do agree that you should be any action you take, you should be prepared to deal with the ramifications.
Yeah, I think that's true as well. Let's continue here. Mary is listening in Indiana, listening to WIBC FM in Indianapolis. Hey, Mary.
Yes. My call is directed to the person before the news and everything about the 15-year-old. It just did something to me when I heard the man. I know the young man wanted to do right, but when he said she hung her head down, it could be because that might not have been her father. I wish he could have had more proof if that was her father or if that was somebody in drug, human trafficking. Where's the mother? Why would he have a drink with him? Most fathers would have a
shotgun.
That's
interesting. Before you go on, I want you to recap for our listeners who don't know what you're talking about. So the story was a man who was in the military, he was on leave, he was at a beach party, met a teenager who he found very attractive. Before things got too hot and heavy, he asked her how old she was. She said 15. He then walked her back to her home after having asked her where she was. You're suggesting that she might have been in some sort of sex trafficking ring? If that were the case, why would she have told him where she lived? That wouldn't make any sense.
I mean,
she didn't want to go back
there.
She couldn't get
away from where she was. But
well, she was away. She was with that guy at his house.
No, but
at a party.
They have them to go where they go and do what they do. But you just don't know how things are. There's so many scams and different things out there and people doing different things, and these scammers are one step ahead of everybody.
I don't want to minimize that sex trafficking happens. There's no doubt about it. It absolutely does happen, and it's horrible, and it's, you know, slavery of the, you know, the worst order. But I don't know if that was what was happening in this case. So it's interesting, though, that you brought it up. Is there anything else that you want to share?
The thing is, a dad would have a shotgun for the man. Why would he have a beer with the man?
I thought it was a plausible story.
He brought her home.
No. No, no, no. No, no, no. They would still be mad. I'm serious. An average dad that loves their daughter, they would see red.
I think they would hear what they're
saying, but I'm telling you that something ain't right.
All right. Well, you know, her Scooby sense has been activated. Thank you for the call, Mary. Appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855.
Thanks.
453. You know, maybe she's right. Maybe there was something else going on in that situation. But I think that it was
Occam's razor suggests that you should assume the most likely thing. And I suppose the most likely thing, he did not claim that he grabbed the woman by her hair and drug her back to her house or even had her arm. So I would think that if she didn't want to go back to her house, she could have just not gone back. But I could be wrong. Who knows?
And as far as her dad being angry, I bet he was prepared to be angry. But when he heard the explanation, like, oh, who's this guy? Why is he with my daughter? And then he gave that explanation. He didn't have to walk the girl back, right? So, I don't know. It sounded like a plausible story. Hour 3 is coming up. You can share your thoughts.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it's faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. is available to settle your debt, too. You may reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-399-1993. That's 1-800-399-1993. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-399-1993. 1-800-399-1993. 1-800-399-1993.
Attention taxpayers. If you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.